Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. In our last segment, we spoke with the creative team behind the film Once Upon a River about the importance of telling Native stories, which brings us to our WNYC colleagues over at the Green Space and their recent series of conversation billed as First Peoples Week. It included Indigenous poets, artists, scholars, doctors, and activists discussing the Lenape roots of Manhattan, the imagining of what a post-colonial America could look like, and why it's so important for us to get there. Join me now are Jennifer Sendro, executive producer of The Green Space. Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, Allison.
Jennifer's usually on the other side of the screen during Get Lit, so just had to give her a shout out for that.
Zoom buddies.
And welcoming back to All of It, Rebecca Nagel, member of the Cherokee Nation and host of the podcast This Land. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
And I want to say before we get started that any of the Green Space conversations we hear about today, you can find online at the Green Space website, greenspace.org. That's GREENE. There you go. So Rebecca, I noticed many of the presentations this week begin with the acknowledgement that the land that we're on is what's referred to as unceded land. Can you explain to us why it's important to start these conversations with that awareness?
Yeah, I mean, I think that one of the ways that anti-Indigenous racism shows up consistently in the United States is that we're a race. You know, we're not really represented in media, in pop culture, K through 12 education. And that's down to the lack of awareness of whose land people are on, right? And so there in New York City, in Manhattan, people are on the land of the Lenape, or also called the Delaware people. And, you know, I think very few folks who are living on occupied Lenape land know the story of their diaspora, know about the contemporary Delaware tribes that are spread throughout the United States today, know the story about their removal and how linked that is to the creation of New York City. And I think that is true across the United States. And I think in this moment that we're having this sort of broader national conversation about how do we talk about the history and the truth of the history of the United States, I think that acknowledgement of where we live and how that is tied to the dispossession and genocide of Indigenous people definitely needs to be part of people's awareness.
Jennifer, as you thought about this, you and your team thought about creating this week of programming. What were some of your goals?
Well, you know, as Rebecca was saying, I mean, we're not surprised that most New Yorkers are not aware of Native history here, current concerns of Native people here in New York and elsewhere, and the impacts that Native artists and thinkers are still making on our collective culture today. So in this week that's leading up to Indigenous Peoples Day, where Indigenous people might be front of mind for a lot more people and certainly students in schools, we wanted to create this program inviting more than 30 artists, journalists, historians, activists, community leaders, Rebecca included, to create this digital gathering space where people could get some education, inspiration, and just really spark joy through community and creativity. So we were able to work with Rebecca. Maria Hupfield, the artist, curated a multimedia art exhibition with us called As Wide as the Sky. There's 11 contributors from across North America in that exhibit that we have online. And then we did have these 6 conversation programs. We have a musical performance, and we also have a traditional Lenape blessing ceremony. So all of that is on our website, and we couldn't have done any of it without the partnership of Rebecca, Maria, also the Lenape Center, whose leaders are based both here in New York and out west as a result of the diaspora of the Lenape people, and the American Indian Community House, which is a nonprofit here in New York City that has been preserving community and culture among Native people who make their home here for over 50 years.
Well, since you mentioned Maria Hupfield, we actually have a clip. It's a bit of an oral history of part of the series that she curated, as you mentioned, called As Wide as the Sky. And this is an interview with a photographer, and please correct me if I get this wrong, Callie Spitzer. And it's with an Indigenous Polynesian woman named Edina. This is from As Wide as the Sky.
Although I was raised with the knowledge of where I was from and of my culture, my first language is English. I have 2 children. My son Toponuma is 5 years old, and my daughter Parekohatu, just 2. my children's first language. Their mother tongue is Te Reo Māori. The word ukaipō can be used to refer to your mother, sustenance, your origin, or your home. It translates literally as u, breast, kai, food or sustenance, and pō, the night. It acknowledges the literal nourishment we receive from our mother in the early hours of the morning. My husband and I chose to nourish our children with our native language, Te Reo Māori.
That's just a sampling of First Peoples Week. It's happening in the green space. Jennifer Sendro is the executive producer, and Rebecca Nagel is the host of This Land and one of the consultants on this project. On Wednesday, Rebecca, you hosted a panel on contemporary issues facing Native communities today. What are a few?
Yeah, we covered a lot of ground in that conversation with some really amazing Indigenous women who are at the forefront of fighting these issues. So we talked to Abigail Echohawk, who directs the Urban Indian Health Institute, about the impact of the coronavirus pandemic on Native communities, and also the lack of equipment, testing supplies, support from the federal government, and also Native people are not being adequately counted in COVID-19 data. And we also talked to Abigail about the crisis of missing and murdered Indigenous women. We talked with Amanda Blackhorse about the Washington football team's recent decision to change their name finally after decades of Native activism, and also with the momentum of the Black Lives Matter movement. And we talked with Amber Stark, who's a citizen of Muscogee Creek Nation, about a really recent and historic victory for the land and treaty rights of her tribe, and also about the intersection of Black liberation and Indigenous sovereignty. So it's a really dynamic conversation that, like Jennifer said, people can find online. And I also really just encourage people to follow those women's work, because they're out there doing it every day.
I do want to play a clip from one of those conversations from Abigail Echohawk from the Pawnee Nation. And this is where she is describing what happened when she, as a director of Urban Indian Health Institute and chief research officer for Seattle Indian Health Board, when she asked the federal government for PPE and other medical equipment.
The Seattle Indian Health Board, in February, we had asked for PPE for our clinic, and we had also asked for COVID-19 tests. And instead, we received a box of body bags from the federal government. Actually, we're not 100% sure what agency they came from. It was one of those telling moments, and to me, like this ultimate metaphor for what the US government is giving us. They are giving us the body bags and the coffins to put our people in before they'll give us what it takes to ensure their health, their well-being, and their safety, and that of the next generations. People are like, you know, I can't wait for it to get back to normal. I'm like, no, we don't want normal again. Because the normal has been set up to eliminate us.
Jennifer, what is on tap for this weekend?
Well, later today, we're going to be doing a live stream of the blessing of the new Tammany Hall in Union Square here in Manhattan. It's a building that is named after Cheap Tamanet of the Lenape people that has been renovated with this gorgeous glass dome that's designed to resemble a turtle shell. And that's evoking the Lenape creation story of this land being the back of a turtle emerging from the sea. So if you watch that, you'll get to see this striking architecture and also the traditional Lenape blessing that was done in the space by Joe Baker and Adrian Kumans of the Lenape Center. And then tonight, we have poet Natalie Diaz reading her work and being in conversation with her fellow poet, Sarita Morgan. They also sent us some gorgeous video footage that they took outside in Arizona. So it's going to look and sound great. And then tomorrow, we're closing the festival with an intimate solo performance by folk musician Samantha Crane.
And I believe we have a performance of Samantha Crane's we're going to go out on. My guests have been Jennifer Sendro from The Green Space and Rebecca Nagel. She is the host of the podcast This Land. If you have not listened to it, please do. We've been talking about First Peoples Week. Again, you can hear any and all of this on The Green Space's website. Let's go out on a performance from Samantha Crane performing a song called Elk City. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Get me out of this town. Get me out of this dream. Been drinking away all my money. See, I was 17 when I came to this place in a boyfriend's Colt wagon on the 40 interstate. He told me we'd be rich, get on at the GHK company, at the Anadarko Basin's way. Pitched a tent in the park, it's all we could do. Were no rooms anywhere, I hope that job would come through. He said just one more.
A highlight from First People's Week at the Green Space. Remember, you can go to the Green Space to see any of the performances and talks and conversations from the past week.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.